Mid-year reviews of ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, which is mandatory, provides the opportunity for MDAs to discuss the performance, targets and priorities of government sectors to improve their service delivery. It includes presentations on program performance, budgets, challenges and achievements. Despite being a well-performing one, the Ministry for the Interior deemed it fit to reflect on the sector's performance to enable it effectively execute its mandate. Deputy Minister for the Interior, Henry Korte, stated that government is committed to creating an enabling environment for the ministry to operate to promote peace and security.
The Ministry of the Interior is charged with the responsibility of maintaining law and order internally. In any case, we are considering the mid-year review. Particular challenges and the deficits are there. We are doing our best to clear them. But in the meantime, we can boast of the fact that in this year, we have made the releases, which usually you don't find at all.
Samuel Amankwa is the acting chief director of the Ministry for the Interior.
It is prudent that we assess our performances against the targets that we set. It is also important that we share our achievements, discuss our challenges, and strategize, especially as we are about to prepare for the 2018 budget estimates. Among the summarized activities we have planned to do this year, intensify the implementation of the police visibility concept, organize code training for inmates, and enhance safe custody of all inmates.
The agencies who participated in the 2017 mid-year review include the Ghana Police Service, Ghana Prison Service, Narcotics Control Board, the National Disaster Management, and the Gaming Commission.